So I came to town in order to continue some doing outreach and engagement with stakeholders, members of legislature, regulators, but then also to kind of just to continue to get comfortable and familiar with the region.
Yeah, maybe talk about that too, like that public-private. There's a real focus here on, okay, what is the next generation? You know, it's that public sector wants to be part of the technology.
Yeah. So the great thing about Texas right now is that the state is very much leaning in when it comes to autonomy. It has decided that when we look at next generation mobility, how are we going to solve for a lot of the issues that we have when it comes to transportation? So on the freight side, driver shortages, the increased demand with freight, all of us consumers, what we want. The state is very much invested and engaged in trying to create Texas as being the epicenter for autonomy. In the same way, what we have found and what I have found in my outreach is that from local government to local businesses, well, the business community, there's a shared view that this is something that we want to invest in, we want to learn about it, and we want to try to do our best to make sure that it can be deployed as efficiently and as effectively as best. And so I've been working with representatives from like the chambers, so the Dallas Regional Chamber. I've also been working with community stakeholder groups, so like the Urban League, you know, because we need to talk about pipelines for the next generation of jobs that will come. Autonomous driving in trucks is not going to remove the need for human drivers. It's just going to be one, it's going to augment and supplement, but it's also just going to evolve the types of jobs that are available.
And you're also going to need the staff to be able to, you know, do the maintenance and the repairs on the trucks, so like people who know how to use the systems and, yeah.
Exactly. And so when you talk about what does the future of trucking look like? You're always going to have drivers, you know, for Plus, we are just over the road. So we're kind of distribution to distribution center. But there's always going to be a need for that last mile driver. That will actually be beneficial to drivers because they'll be able to get home at night. You won't need the over the road 500 miles type driving. So for Plus, that is our primary focus, is that over the road. But there's going to be, whether you're talking about the last mile drivers, whether you're talking about the maintenance workers, drivers that are going to need for emergencies, there's always going to be this range of opportunity that's going to present itself, and that we have got to, as an industry, and Plus in particular as a company, that we have been working on right now in order to help prepare the market, the workforce, and just drivers in general, and the community, you know, for what these jobs might be.
Maybe you want to talk about that a little bit too, that like the technology is to the point where it's the science behind it, like all the sensors along the side and everything.
And I'm always, you know, my background is, you know, I was the deputy administrator at the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. And so, you know, regulating commercial vehicles. And what we always said is that, unfortunately, you can't really regulate against stupid. And the what we meant by that is, you know, there is always going to be, unfortunately, that situation where a driver just does something that does not make sense. And, you know, going back to the professionalism of the drivers, of the commercial vehicle drivers, they are trained to know how to react and respond as best they can. But sometimes it doesn't happen. Well, one of the reasons why I think, why I know that at DOT, we liked autonomy as an agency, and even now that I'm on the industry side, I still think that there's a lot of value, is that we know that there are going to be safety benefits. And so when you look at the technology, so what happens? So we have, we call it the sensor array. So you've got radar, you've got LiDAR, you've got cameras. It gives you a 360 view, a bird's eye view of what is going on around the truck. The Plus AV is driven by what we call AV 2.0. So that's Autonomous Vehicle 2.0, which is using generative AI. These are all, you know, I joke and say that in the last 4 years, we've learned how to, if nothing else, learn how to spell AI. But everything has an AI in it. But the point is that through our generative AI process, meaning that our system learns as it goes along, it is projecting out many feet in front of us at any given time, and it is actually making predictions as to what is going to happen so that it can react and respond in as safely as a way possible within its, what we call, its operating design domain.